This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. And if I had been good at what I was doing, I would have given them the right phone number to call. So right now, we're waiting on my fault entirely to get Mr. A. Okay. Well, so much for that. About a year ago, a friend of mine, I found out that he had had a health issue. When I say a health issue, one of those health issues where you wake up, we're going to talk about that in a little bit, but he is also the director of Legally Armed in Detroit, and one of the things that he does is he teaches, he's been teaching women for a long time for free how to shoot, and now he's got like this, it's going to be like the Ten Commandments. It's going to be a production like the Ten Commandments where they got thousands and thousands of extras, except it's going to be 800 women, I think it is, learning to gunfight with my guest, and that being Rick Hector. Good evening, sir.
Hey, man, good evening. Hey, thanks for having me on. And how are you today?
I'm doing good. I am doing good. I'm doing pretty good. I've had a, I got a epic AR-15 delivered to me today.
Epic.
Well, it's made by Spikes Tactical, and I've had quite a few, and I've become quite jaded over time when it comes to AR-15s. I'm sort of like, yeah, that's cool. But I mean, this one,
right?
This one is balanced and it's light. I found them heavy and balanced. I found them light and front heavy or something like that. This one is balanced and light, and it's just a beautiful thing. So where does one teach this many women at one time?
Man, it's called organization. There's going to be a gun range involved that has quite a few lanes associated with it. We'll have 18 lanes at our disposal, but
wow.
If you're going to train 800 women, you don't have them all show up at the first time. So as this program has evolved, I've made it into a mass relief kind of thing. I'm going to have women coming and leaving in waves. They'll have appointed times to be there. They'll get there. They'll have a range safety briefing. They'll shoot, and we'll make room for some more women to replace them.
By the way, in the chat room, Danny K. Dan Korzanewski is sitting in there, and he says to tell you hello.
Hey, tell him I said hey back. Yeah, he's a great guy.
And is he going to be with you for this gigantic mammoth Ten Commandments ladies class?
I'm not sure. You know, I got a ton of volunteers who are going to be there. Of course, I got the ladies shooters.
I wish I lived close enough to you to come do it.
I got 50 other firearms instructors. Hey,
wow.
Man, we have the power of aviation, train, automobile, boat. You name it, man. Come on. We'll make room for you.
How many rounds per lady?
21 rounds.
21 rounds per lady.
Mm-hmm. So over 16,000 rounds of ammunition.
You got like a pallet of ammo sitting there or something?
We have it all stacked up and ready to go. You know, we had a very generous sponsor, you know, an ammunition company that donated it, and we're going to put it to great use.
How many times now does this, I mean, has this become a annual thing? Has this become a semi-annual thing? Do you do it once a month? How did it evolve to 800 people? And how many of these people are coming to see you? This is not the first time they've come to see you. Are all of these first-timers?
Well, you know, the answer to the last question first, Matt. We do get some repeat. There are some women who come every year. We get some that that'll come a couple of years, take a year off, and then bring other people with them. You know, it's a mixture of everything. And you get people who have never been before who will show up. You know, and it's great. We'll take them home. I mean, if you feel that you could derive some benefit of getting some supervised practice at discharging your firearm, you're more than welcome. Glad to have
them. Well, I think that is a splendid thing. And, I mean, in Detroit... Now, Detroit, you guys, there's quite a bit of pistol self-defense going on up in Detroit anyway. And you're just making that defending herd thicker every time you do this, aren't you?
Yeah, and it's not just Detroit. It's all the surrounding, you know, suburban areas, you know, that include Detroit. Because there's one thing that Chicago, Chicago used to be you couldn't have gun ranges in the city. Well, in Detroit, we're the new Chicago. There are no gun ranges in the city of Detroit. You know, there's a local ordinance here that forbids it. So I'm looking for someone to take up that fight. So really, this whole training effort is happening outside the city limits, and I'm looking for people within the city and in the surrounding areas to show up and take us up on our free shooting list.
Will these ladies be showing up? Will they be showing up using their own guns? Do you have multiple calibers of rounds? What's the deal with that?
To make it simple, you know, I debated, you know, the design of this program, you know, many years ago, and I just decided for the sake of simplicity, remove the complexity. We're going to shoot 9mm.
Yeah.
And the women don't need to have a gun. I'll have guns available to them. Now, if they happen to have a gun of a different caliber, you know, just based on the way the program is designed, they'll have to bring that other caliber gun and the ammunition for it. But, like I said, if they don't have anything, I'll have the gun, I'll have the ammo. If they have a 9mm gun that they love to shoot, you know what? I'll supply the ammo for it. So
sure.
However they make it, as long as they're willing to shoot a 9mm, we'll take care of it.
You know what I'm thinking about doing. You know, I've tried to talk you out of this for a long time, but you held fast, and I'm about to swing over into your camp. I'm thinking real serious. I mean, I was looking for one today, and I think Danny Kay is going to build me one, but I'm thinking real serious about the Smith & Wesson M&P.
You know, it's a good gun, man, and, you know what? Buying a handgun is never a bad thing. Buying a firearm is never a bad thing.
Right.
I don't know how many are in your collection, and I'm not asking you to divulge that on the public airwaves, man. But, hey, it's another gun. It'll never go to waste, and it's a good quality gun. And you know what? If that gun makes it in, you know, for several decades, and you're no longer with us one day, you know, hope that doesn't happen anytime soon. Your heirs will have plenty of enjoyment of that firearm.
Sure they will. Sure they will. Now, I'm pretty sure. And as far as how many do I have? Enough. But,
right.
But I do have enough. But, hey, I think women are going to be the salvation of the Second Amendment, just because of the arguments that they can make later on as they get a little more active and a little more militant about it. And I think you being that gateway, showing them, you know, being the finger pointing to the moon, you giving them that initial taste of it, I think that is, I've always thought that is a great thing. And now you're just making it like a, you know, on a scale, a grand scale that nobody could have possibly conceived when you started this little venture. We're coming up on the next break, and when we get back, I want to talk to Rick about his what happened to his health. Because has it been a year? Yeah,
it's been more than a year.
A little more than a year.
A year and a month.
Yeah, okay. Rick and I have similar, but not the same thing. But you know, I want to talk about that simply because of how good he's done to fight back from it. And then I want to hear about his NRA meetup. I saw him briefly. I saw him just long enough to say, doggone, son, you look good. I always love looking at a young fellow that looks that good. It's always good. So my guest is Rick Ector. He is head of Rick's Firearms Academy and Legally Armed in Detroit. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear, segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I would like to invite you to a free health lecture where I'm going to educate you on how to flourish with better health now and in your golden years. We will be at the Holiday Inn Airport, Springfield, Missouri. Registration time is 6:30 p.m. This is May 18th. You can give us a call for free registration at 833-WALLACH. That's free registration, 833-925-5224. 833-925-5224.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I can personally attest for the Genesis Communications Network advertising. If you advertise on the Genesis Communications Network advertising, guaranteed to shave 20 years off your life, but you will have to get into it for the long term. My guest this hour from Detroit, from Legally Armed in Detroit, from Rick's Firearms Academy is Rick Ector. Now, you And let me do a quick shout-out to Joe Chambers, who just discovered the show. Welcome to the ninjas, Joe, sitting there in your shop. Yeah, I like it. And Fisher tells you to check it out. Well, you know, he is the Yeti. Anyway, Rick, you woke up not too long ago, sort of the way I woke up about 3 years ago, and you had to take stock of your life and everything and ask yourself a lot of really hard questions. And without getting into all of the fun details, what happened?
Man, it was just a particular day that was unlike any I had ever experienced. You know, the best way I can describe it is just, I just physically felt off mentally. You know, it's just a weird feeling. And I lost my balance for a little bit. And I was like feeling very weird, and I knew something was wrong, but I didn't realize what it was. And I made a decision that, you know what, I'm still thinking the earlier version of myself for making that call. You know, because many times us guys, we get so into the macho thing that we just shake things off and don't address them. But I, to my credit, I went to the hospital, man, and heard that my blood pressure was astronomical, you know,
right,
like over 200. So I had a stroke, man, and I had a physical issue, and I was in the hospital for a spell, and, man, and I didn't know how well I was going to recover. But today, just over a year since then, I mean, obviously, you guys can hear me talk and hear me speak, so that hasn't been impacted. I haven't had, you know, any speech disabilities or, you know, in terms of motor movements, I'm seeming to be pretty good. You know, my leg bothers me, you know, with some physical issues there. But, you know, even though I feel it constantly all day, you know, it's really imperceptible to anybody watching me, but, you know, I just suffer in silence, man, but thankful for all the progress that I've made, and I'm still here.
Well, I mean, to wake up and to, you know, you probably went through this. I know I did. I went through the heart attack, and I survived it. You survived the stroke and everything, which once surviving it is great. Until we're sitting there in that moment where we're alone, you know, the loved ones have gone home or they haven't gotten there yet. And we're alone. The nurses aren't there. And we're just looking around or thinking about things. And then we say, is this all I got now? Is this all I'm going to have?
Man, and I'm laughing because I truly get it. I get it. And I understand because I was there, man. And you're like, wow, you know, just when I thought I was going to start doing a few things, man. And, you know, all I can say is you and I are both fortunate, my friend, and I'm glad I'm still around, and I'm sure I'm glad that you're still here.
Well, ditto, but I mean, you know, I think we're probably still here because, one, we both, you know, I realized what was going on with me, and I went to the hospital. I know of a radio personality that was my inspiration to get into radio who didn't recognize what was happening to him. And he died in his kitchen from about the same thing I had.
Mm-hmm.
And just that realization, that moment where you say, well, this isn't right, and I need a little help with this one because this is not something I can shake off.
And what I guess is the male macho mindset, man. You know, I think, you know, that when you feel or sense or perceive that something is off, it's not normal, it's an issue, you know, you got to go check that out, you know. I mean, go have someone look at it. Be willing to risk having someone say, hey, you wasted a trip, you wasted my time, you came here for no good reason. Risk
right.
Being able to face that, risk being inconvenienced for hours in the hospital, having someone, you know, look and poke and prod at you. You know, risk that for the benefit of your health. Don't get checked out. Something's weird. Go check it out.
Well, I mean, now you had, aren't you right? You're right-handed.
I am left-handed, actually.
Okay, so, but didn't you have a little problem with your dominant side? Was that giving you a few issues?
My right leg, you know, from the top all the way down to my thigh, man, is not, well, I mean, it works fine, and I can do any and everything with it.
Right.
It's just a constant numbness that I feel in it. Just constant.
If you want to feel, listen, I got a constant numbness in the left side of my chest, and I figured I would take advantage of that with a chest tattoo, and you know what? It's not completely numb. I found that out the hard way. But I mean, you know, the thing that you were facing, it was the same thing I was facing. I was asking everybody, how much does a gun weigh if you pull the trigger on it? Because I had a Glock 26 at the time. It was the right weight because I couldn't pick up anything heavier than 5 pounds with both hands when I was going through rehab. And, you know, I'm a gun guy. I wanted to carry a gun. But how much does a gun weigh when you pull the trigger on it? Nobody could tell me that. And I don't think anybody knows yet either. But that was one of the things I was concerned with. And I'm sure you were sitting around. You're an instructor. I mean, you got to get up there and actually do it. When I get up there, they're sort of like, let's see the radio guy shoot. But, you know, you're an instructor. So, I mean, I saw Rick right before the Ted Nugent interview, and he came walking up looking like a movie star. Man, you look good. I'm very pleased for you.
Thank you. You look good as well, man. But like I said, very fortunate and glad I listened to that voice that said, "Hey, don't shrug this off. Go to the hospital and risk them looking at you crazy and telling you that you waste their time."
Yep. Well, there was a few frantic moments. This happened around the last NRA meetup, and there for a little bit, I was the only number I had to call was your number, and you weren't answering it because you were busy sitting there going, you know, I'm having a bad day. So you weren't answering the phone. So,
hey man, I didn't answer the phone for a ton of people, man. And
I'm sure.
You know, I have a very good close friend that he does the legal section in my CPL classes, and he hadn't talked to me, and he had been trying to call me. He actually found out where I was, tracked me down. Next thing I know, he was up in the hospital. So, you know, that was really cool. You know?
Next time you see Danny Kaye, ask him about his time with me when I was going through my stuff. We'll be right back. My guest is Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I am speaking with Rick Ector, the recovered. Dude comes walking up in a suit on his way to the NRA TV booth looking like, I don't know, like he just stepped out of Mad Men or something. It was great. It was wonderful. You were sort of a media darling in Dallas, weren't you?
Oh, man, I had fun. I had a ball, man. You know, anytime I go through an NRA, you know, annual meeting, man, I always have fun. And you know what? It's just a side product of having gone to as many that I've gone to.
Yeah.
You know, I remember the very first one I went to was in Charlotte. You know, maybe, I don't know, several years ago, man. And you know, and you just meet people and you do the social networking thing and then you meet more people. And then the next thing you know, it's a whole bunch of you meeting up and doing all kinds of stuff at the conference. And then you go back and you meet more people. It's just crazy. So it's like whenever I go to an annual meeting, I know a ton of people are already there.
For those of you who have never met Rick Ector, though, he does have one fail-safe. If anything happens that he might find professionally, shall we say, embarrassing, his motto is, if you don't have it on video, it didn't happen.
That is true. That is true.
So if you want the best of Rick Ector, you have to have a camera on him at all times. Now, I had cameras there. I didn't shoot any video. As a matter of fact, I didn't. You know, the picture that I got is the one that you had taken.
Because
I looked at my wife. I said, "Did you get that picture of me and Rick?" And she's like, "No." And you were gone. You were headed. Did you go see Cam?
I went to go track down Cam. You know, I always got to go see him and the crew over there, man. And he's always a hoot to talk to, man. He's a great guy.
I always thought he was bigger, though.
Oh man, what do you? He's not short, you know. I mean,
but he's not big, you know. I mean, when you see, And you can disagree with me if you want to, but I kind of think I look like I sound.
So, man, I hear you. I'm thinking Barry White, and no, you're not. You're no Barry White, but I mean, you definitely have that signature voice.
I don't have Barry, that Barry White hair. Barry, you know, Barry White was an elegant man right there, Barry White. I mean,
but
I can't even get into why I think he was elegant. But well, you and I will have to have that conversation when we're not on FCC controlled air. But
right. Right.
I just, you know, with Cam, I had a couple of conversations with Cam. I had had him on the show once or twice, and when I'd never met him, so when I did meet him, I was just, I don't think I'm big as far as height. I'm too big as far as girth, but I don't think I'm that big as far as height. And he just, you know, he's a big voice with he's a big voice in a small package.
Okay. He's definitely a great guy. Like I said, he's one of those really positive, very, you know, energetic folk in the gun range. And every time I go to that, it's always, for me, anyway, must do to go by the NRA broadcaster booth and say hello to Ken. His producer, John, really two really great guys in the gun range.
Is John Pop his producer?
I believe so. You know, he's the one that puts the show together. So I'm assuming he's the
You know who John? Do you know who John Pop used to be the producer for in radio?
No, who?
G. Gordon Liddy.
Oh, okay.
I did not know that John Pop worked with Cam Edwards, but Mr. Pop is one of those guys. When you're a producer of a radio show and you're that big to where people know who you are, there's only about five of those, and he's one of them. So,
yeah, he's a great guy to talk to, man. You know, with Cam being on the show and posting and talking and doing the entertaining and interviewing all the guests, he's kind of the guy in the wings in the background. But I like talking with John as much as I do with Cam.
Yeah. Well, some of my producers here will interact with me, and getting one to interact, I think it has a bit of entertainment value. It entertains me. That's why I try to get them to do it. When you know, sometimes I'll ask them a question that just goes unanswered, which is pretty funny by itself because they're sitting there thinking, should I even heat this mic up or what? But I completely understand that part of it. Now, besides NRA TV, when you go to one of these things, who else, which other media do you get with when you're out there?
I mean, there are some people, you know, that I always, you know, try to swing by and see, you know. Obviously, I want to go by the Second Amendment Foundation, man, because, you know, I always want to see those guys over there, man. You know, they're always on the list, you know, people that I want to see. And, you know, I always luck out, and the most times that I go, you know, I get to see the big man in charge of the NRA. You know, I run into him, and it's always great. Wayne is always great. He's just a great guy. But I can never seem to corral the number two guy, man. I can never really, Chris Cox, I can never catch him. Never. It's like, oh, you just missed him. Oh, you just missed him. You just missed him. I'm starting to think him and Wayne are the same person. I never see them together at the same time. I don't either.
Well, you know, that theory's never been put before me, Rick. I find that thought provoking. I have seen him, though, because it seems like every time I see him, in his press stuff and everything, he's always standing there like, hi, I'm Chris Cox. And then when he gets out on the floor, he puts on a pair of glasses like he thinks he's Clark Kent or something. Where he it must work pretty good because you can't find him. Either that or you think he and Wayne LaPierre are the same guy.
Everybody's gun rights. If any gun rights event that I'm at, tell Mr. Cox Rick wants to officially meet him. We're going to make this thing happen.
There you go. Anything else strike you about this one? This was the biggest NRA meetup ever, wasn't it?
That's what they're telling me. It was in excess of 80,000 people, man. All I know is, like any other conference, you know, it's a ton of people there. We're all united there for one cause, the furtherance and the protection of our right to keep and bear firearms, man. And, you know, it's really great. On the one hand, I like being a show veteran. I kind of know, you know, not to have unrealistic expectations and try to see everything on the convention floor. You know, I want to make sure I go to the NRA's trainers meeting because I'm a firearms instructor, so I want to hear what the training department is saying. You know, you want to go to, you know, hear all the speeches on the first day, you know, and, man, you want to stop by and see Cam and Company, and if there's a few new product introductions, you know, I try to keep it to a minimum, you know, but I'll pull out my press pass and start interviewing people for the blog. You know, it's just a great time, man.
There you go. Coming up on the next break, hopefully I'm trying to get on Radio Row next year for SHOT Show, and if you make it there, I've got plans to make Radio Row a little more entertaining. It seems sort of stuffy to me, so I was going to bring some wrist rockets.
You know what? I have never gone to SHOT. I need to go to SHOT one year.
Well, if you go to SHOT, you leave your suit home and bring your track suit, because that's some walking, man. That is some walking right there. You hang on just a minute. We're going into the last break of the show. We'll be right back. My guest is Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Rick Ector of Legally Armed in Detroit, Rick's Firearms Academy, star of TV, radio, and all that other sorted stuff. And a big Starbucks guy. Right, Rick? We lost Rick? Heavens. I was about to tell him what you put in here, Joe, about the difference between SHOT and NRA annual meeting. Not to put anybody off a SHOT Show, but if you go to SHOT Show, you need to plan ahead and start working out right now and get ready to go. Okay. Where'd you go, Rick?
You know how technology is, man. Some of the great things about cell phones, you know, lead to some of the worst things. We got dropped, but you know what? I have returned.
There you go. A newly minted ninja in the chat room says that SHOT Show is 17 linear miles of booths, fast-paced, sore feet, still don't see everything. NRA annual meeting is fun time, easy to see in lots of friendly places. But that's true. In Las Vegas, it's either three or four floors that you have to cover to get to everything, and then to like go to lunch. And there's the Sands is connected to the Palazzo and the Venetian, and you can walk to lunch from the Sands to the Palazzo or the Venetian, but you're basically walking indoors for about 2 miles. And then you have to, and do you smoke? You don't smoke anymore, do you? Or did you ever smoke?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, for me, as a reformed smoker, when I'm walking through the casinos in Las Vegas, they allow you to smoke and drink, and they give you a nice easy chair while you're gambling, so you can smoke indoors and all that other stuff. So you got to walk through there everywhere you go. You got to walk through the casino and something. So if that sounds like a good time for you, well, then come on to SHOT Show. We'll get into all kinds of mischief there. Hey, very close to the venue, though, they have this thing called Battleground Las Vegas where you can shoot a 50 cal indoors.
Okay.
If that's on your bucket list. I didn't know if it was on your bucket list.
Well, you know what? We'll see if it works out, man. I was just at a... at an event in Vegas. No, excuse me. I was talking about Vegas. You got me talking about Vegas.
Yeah.
At the National Convention in Dallas, I went to a local range. A good friend of mine was sponsoring an activity down there and went. And they had the opportunity to shoot full auto. And so I, you know, believe it or not, I have never shot full auto. And I went and took the splurge. And, I mean, it wasn't anything... all that great. I mean, yeah, I shot Full Auto, and I'm like, okay.
Yippee-ki-yay, right?
It wasn't everything that I had built it up to be, but it was something to do, man. So, you know.
Shooting Full Auto is great if you don't have to pay for the ammo.
Well, I was paying for it, and you know what? I was spending more time thinking about the cost of the ammo that I was just literally throwing down range and thinking, man, I think I could have done something else with the cash when I was done.
Well, I mean, Full Auto in a combat, Full Auto is only at home in a combat setting, and then it is only designed for people to keep people from moving on you, keep people from getting close to you, so keep them low. That kind of thing, to get them hunkered down behind cover to where they don't move. Shooting and hitting something in Full Auto, that's like paying 52. You're playing 52 pickup at that time. I mean,
right.
Especially with the M16, M4 platform, the front end and the back end of that start to wobble as you're pulling the trigger on that. It's if you're hitting anything but dirt, this is a serious gun guy you're looking at then.
So like I said, I had never done it. And you know what? I hear so many people talk about Full Auto.
Yeah.
So I was at, you know, this event down at the conference. And I was at a gun range out in the city. I went. I did it. Okay, I can scratch another item off the list.
One gun I would like to shoot Full Auto just to see if it is controllable is a Glock 18.
Okay.
Have you ever seen that one?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen it, haven't shot it, but you know what?
It's a Glock 17 with a selector switch on it that will fire Full Auto.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. I just haven't seen one and haven't held one and shot one.
No, I've never seen one either. I have seen people like anti-gunner Sean Penn shoot one in a movie. That's as close as I've come to it.
The closest I've seen is a guy with one of those 100-round drums attached to the bottom of it and shooting it, you know. And I'm like, you know what, that looks like fun, I guess, as long as I'm not buying the ammo. But it'll happen one day.
Well, with those things, it's not buying the ammo, it's loading that drum. That drum is a pain, and I've never shot one of those, but I have loaded some 50 round drums, and those are a pain. Loading 30 rounds is a pain from, and, you know, I'm aging, and I will continue to run my 30 rounders without a problem, 15, 17, 20s, whatever they turn out to be. But anything above that, I'm just not interested anymore. I've been down that road. If it's belt fed, now we're sort of talking. Yeah, now we're talking if it's belt fed.
Right.
For you, as far as your recovery, are you done? Are you on a, I've never asked you this, are you on a regime of meds that's, they know what happened and they're going to fix it?
I mean, I think right now where I'm at is about as good as it's going to get, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just counting my blessings that I've made a recovery as well as I've done so far. I mean, I can stand and walk unassisted. I don't have a limp. You know, I just have times of muscle weakness in that leg, you know, wherever, whether it's just the foot or whether it's all the way up to the thigh. I can't be walking for, like, insane, you know, distances, you know, sometimes. You know, I'll need to sit down, you know. But, you know, everything's functional. Everything works. You know, I'm just told that I have nerve damage.
Sure. And, well, don't feel too bad about that. I feel your pain. I get it. I mean, I've only just, in 3 years, I'm only just now getting to the point to where I can walk, and the pain that I would feel in my lower back and everything, that I'm on some drugs that I'm always borderline dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
And plus I need to stretch more than I do. So when you're tight and dehydrated, listen, mm-hmm. This is a cocktail you do not want to sip with a straw. So You don't want that. So, you know, the thing is, we're here, we're right. coping, and we're doing the good stuff. And listen, I think it is great that a year after all of this stuff, when you were probably sitting in a hospital room thinking, is this all I'm ever going to be? That very shortly you're going to have 800 women coming through your turnstiles, and you're going to be teaching them at a higher level, at a higher numeric level than you've ever taught them before. I think that's stupendous.
Right, and that in itself, in my mind, is a blessing because man, I was really kind of like, well, gee, you know, how much am I going to recover? How long of a road is it going to be? How fast is it going to happen? You know, what am I going to be able to do and not do, you know, and to make it to the point where I'm at now, you know, like I said earlier, I consider it, you know, it a blessing, you know, that I made it. And then the thing about a lot of people with strokes is that once you have your first one and your doctors, you know, they prescribe you, you know, certain medications to help control it.
Right.
That first time that they give you meds after they've evaluated you in the hospital, odds are that's not going to be the correct dosage. And what happened in my case is happening in many other cases I had heard about. There was a reoccurrence of a spike in blood pressure, even though
right.
you're on the medicine. And if you shake that off, that's just as bad as shaking off the initial stroke that landed you in the hospital. And so when that flare-up happened, I went back to the hospital and stayed for a few more days, and they adjusted my medicine. And since then, it seems they've gotten it right for my body and my system. So.
Good. I intend for you and I to live to be about 120 because I need somebody to talk to, okay? I have run out of time.
Man,
thank you for joining me.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. As always.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. We'll be back on Monday. If the weather will leave me alone, this has been Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.